This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by baseball insider Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome. Red Sox win last night.
Big win for the local nine at Fenway. I'm all excited this morning, as last night the Sox opened up this brief four-game homestand, scoring twice in the bottom of the eighth. For the bottom of the ninth, they walked off the Rangers 9-8. Rob Reschneider's signal with one out in the bottom of the ninth gave the Red Sox the win. It was Reschneider's first walk-off hit in his career. Whoop-dee-doo. So the Sox are back in action tonight on Jersey Street, taking on the Rangers at 7:10. Nick Pivetta will be on the mound.
If you look at our photos at the bottom of the post, there's some real excitement with the Red Sox with that nine out on the field that night, last night. All right, Andy, series resumes, as you said. But the Red Sox remain really deep away from the wild card.
Oh, they certainly do. They're now 64-68 with that win last night. That's still good for last place in the AL East. And they remain 7.5 games behind the Blue Jays for that final wild card spot in the American League. So quite a task ahead if the Red Sox are to make any waves getting into the wild card race again. But it is what it is at this point. So I guess just take the wins when they come and be thankful when they're there.
Andy, take a peek ahead and then take a look back at what happened since the last time we talked.
All right, after this weekend series with the Rangers, the Sox heading out on a six-game road trip, three against the Rays and three against the Orioles. And recapping what happened since we last spoke, back on Wednesday, the 24th of August, Sox lose 3-2 in 10 innings to the Blue Jays at Fenway. Then on Thursday of that week, Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays 6-5 in 10 innings. This game took 4 hours and 21 minutes to play. Sox were 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position. On Friday, the Sox ended their little losing streak, beating the Rays 9-8 on Jersey Street. On Saturday, Sox beat the Rays 5-1 as Rich Hill went 7 shutout innings, struck out a season-high 11 batters, and that game took just 2 hours and 24 minutes. On Sunday, the Sox lost 12-4 to the Rays, and then on Monday, Sox headed out to Minnesota. They lost 4-2 to the Twins. And on Tuesday, Sox got doubled up by the Twins 10-5, but finally, on Wednesday, Xander Bogaerts hit a grand slam, drove in 5. The Sox snapped a 3-game skid, beating the Twins 6-5. Michael Walker got the win. He's now 10-1 on the season.
What a way to wrap up the month of August. So, Andy, any player notes for the Red Sox in the last few days?
Yeah, with the rosters expanding to 28 on September the 1st, which, of course, was yesterday, Sox called up two more players, Connor Wong and pitcher Edward Bizzardo from Worcester. And then pitchers Hirokazu Sawamura and Austin Davis were designated for assignment earlier in the week. If they clear waivers, they can be optioned back to Worcester.
All right, for those couch cowboys, what's on Nexen Plus this afternoon?
The first pitch comes your way at 1 o'clock. It's a game for September the 2nd of 2008. Sox rolling over the Orioles 14-2 with Fenway. Dustin Pedroia leads the way 3-for-5, hits a 3-run homer, drove in 5 in the game. David Ortiz added 4 RBIs as well.
All right, Andy, I guess it's time to take a review at some highlights from around Major League Baseball in the past week or so.
Yes, back on Monday, Cardinals designated hitter Albert Pujols hit career home run number 694, and that set a record. He has hit his 694 home runs off of 450 different pitchers. Also on Monday, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 50th home run of the season. Judge is the second American League player in history to hit 50 home runs before September the 1st. Roger Maris was the other player back in 1961. Then on Tuesday, for good measure, Judge hit home run number 51. On Wednesday, Angels pitcher DH Shohei Ohtani hit his 30th home run of the year. He becomes the first player in history to hit 30 home runs and win 10 or more games in the same season. So some interesting home run notes earlier this week.
All right. Hey, who's going to win MVP in the American League?
Well, I think it comes down to Judge and even Shohei Ohtani. He'll be knocking the door on Judge. I still give Judge the little bit of an edge right now, but you know what Ohtani does between hitting the home runs, winning games on the mound, tough to argue voting against him potentially every year if he keeps putting up these numbers.
Yeah, I get it. All right. What else do you have for us for notes?
Well, if you have some extra money lying around, the Angels are going to be up for sale as owner Artie Moreno is going to put the team on the block after 20 years of owning the club. Forbes estimates the team's worth $2.2 billion. Major League Baseball has announced its schedule for 2023 for the first time ever. Every team will play each other, a true balanced schedule. Season begins March 30th, ends October 1st. Opening day for the Red Sox will be March 30th at Fenway taking on the Orioles.
Yeah, it seems like they announced the schedule early this year. I mean, am I wrong on that? Maybe. Who knows? But whatever. Yeah.
No, I think it has been announced a little earlier than usual. I definitely agree with you on that take. Absolutely.
All right. There you go. All right. Other notes, Andrew?
Yeah. Back on Wednesday, Mariners pitcher George Kirby, he set a major league record. He threw 24 straight strikes to start a game. Mariners also made news off the field, signing rookie outfielder Julio Rodriguez to a 14-year contract extension worth $210 million. Rodriguez is the odds-on edge to win the American League Rookie of the Year this year. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman placed on the 15-day injured list with an infection in his leg from getting a tattoo. I don't think he could have waited until the season was over to try to get a tattoo, but that's just my opinion. Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa taking some time away now from the White Sox due to an unspecified medical issue. Now in his second stint with the White Sox, the 77-year-old will remain out indefinitely as he undergoes treatment in Arizona and tests as well. La Russa's won 3 World Series rings over his 35-year career. He's also second on the all-time wins for managers.
I wonder what team he'll manage next. I mean, there's got to be another one, right? Probably, huh?
Possible. Anything is possible.
All right, and I think you have one or two more things, possibly, Andy?
Yeah, we'll add a few more notes to wrap things up. Major League Baseball Player Association, they want to unionize the minor leagues. We'll have to see how that all plays out going forward. That would obviously give the minor league players better living conditions. And, again, if you have some extra money lying around, so check your attic and in your closets, a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card sold recently at auction for $12.6 million.
Yeah, you know, I guess I have a better chance of getting that card than the Angels.
You're going to start small, so we'll start with the card, and we'll work up from there.
Yeah, get a couple of cards, and, you know, maybe you can trade them for the Angels down the road.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Andy, finally, in this past week, is there a bright spot for this Red Sox team or not?
I mean, you're really searching hard if you're looking for a bright spot with this team at this point, where they're playing so up and down and having issues just about everywhere at this point. I mean, I guess a little player under the radar that's been really performing well the last few weeks has been Christian Arroyo at second base. He's been hitting the ball well, playing good defensively. He's also bounced around a few other positions during the season before some injuries kind of got in the way. So you could look at him as a potential second base candidate for next year, something they may not have to worry about. Other than that, it's just kind of, at this point, it's going through the motions. It'll be more of a question, will Xander Bogaerts opt out of a contract? Will they sign Rafael Devers to a long-term extension to keep him around? Because next year, obviously, will be his free agent year. So those are really the headline stories right now. It'll be more contract situations going into the offseason and what they need to do to make this team competitive in 2023.
All right, good stuff, Andy. Always good talking with you, and we will talk again very soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.